So, Declan, we're looking forward now from a Donegal point of view to the next round of the qualifiers where they will play Galway. And a lot of people surprised with the result today that Roscommon are champions in the West. Were you shocked to see Galway, who beat Mayo in the previous round, suffer defeat and head to the qualifiers?
Yeah, I think so, actually. I think Galway were hotly fancied to win Connacht, especially after beating Mayo in the semi-final and having a good league run. They promoted to Division 1 of the league country, or the National League. But listen, Roscommon, you know, Kevin McStay came under an awful lot of criticism during the league campaign. They got relegated. Things weren't right in the camp. They lost a huge amount of players. I think there was a changeover of something like 9 or 10 players from last year. And a brilliant result for Roscommon. They were much the better side, much the hungrier side, and definitely deserved their 8 or 9 point victory. They were much the better team.
And saying that then, does that make this result even bigger than what it is, given the amount of changes that's been in the Ross's County?
I think you have to give great credit to Kevin McStay and Liam McHale and the rest of the backroom team, because Galway, as I said, were hot favourites. Roscommon, we didn't know what they were like in the championship. They had a very easy victory over Leitham in the semi-final, so they weren't really tested. But, I mean, they were much the sharper side out there today, and really looked sharp, looked hungry, and you know, Kevin McStay had his homework done. Galway will be very, very disappointed. They won the Connacht title last year for the first time in maybe 6 or 7 years. Mayo had 4 or 5 on the trot. Kevin was doing a good job and is doing a good job there, but they were very, very flat today. It was a huge disappointing performance from Galway, from a fancied side in their own backyard in Salt Hill. But you know, big defeat. It's going to be very difficult now for Galway to lift themselves going back into the qualifiers.
Yeah, so then going into this next round of the qualifiers, it is Donegal against Galway, Declan. But is this result going to suit Donegal? They going off the back of one, Galway going off the back of a surprising and I suppose defeat, a very disappointing defeat in a provincial final?
I think, yeah, it's advantage Donegal for me at this stage. Donegal, you know, came off the back of that Tyrone defeat very, very flat against Longford. It was a very disappointing performance, but you could see signs last night down in Park Talchin and Navan that Donegal, you know, some of those key players are starting to perform. Michael Murphy put in a good Irish shift for 70 minutes last night. You could see Ryan McHugh in that last quarter. When Donegal needed players to stand up, Ryan McHugh was there. Patrick McBrady has been good right through the championship campaign. When he gets possession of the ball and when the supply is good going into him, brilliant score to win the game last night, and he took on that leadership role. You had big performers from the like of Keelan Ward last night too. So a lot of positives coming out of Donegal. On the other hand, you know, we've seen Donegal after that defeat against Tyrone. It's going to be very disappointing, very difficult for Kevin Walsh to lift this Galway team now after that performance today, because it was a very, very flat Galway performance. They were really fancy to win Connacht, to go back-to-back in Connacht. They didn't do that. So, listen, they have a week and a half or 2 weeks to get over or get ready for it now. But, you know, I think it's a good draw from a Donegal perspective. It's not going to be easy, naturally enough, but I'm expecting Donegal to come out on top.
I know Rory Gallagher and the rest of the backroom team from Donegal were watching that game today. We're down watching that Connacht final, and they're going to take it game by game. But, Declan, if we maybe look a wee bit beyond that, we're not really getting ahead of ourselves here, but if Donegal were to take victory against Galway, there's a 50-50 chance that they could end up meeting Roscommon in an All-Ireland quarter-final, and you think Donegal would be good enough to give Roscommon a game. And from where we were a couple of weeks ago, there'll be certain people now thinking of, you never know here, Donegal could make an All-Ireland semi-final.
Listen, football's a funny game, and you know, you see fancy teams getting beats right, left and centre. Today was another one of those stories down in Connacht. Listen, Rory and the backroom team will not be looking past. The next 2 weeks will be totally focused on Galway, and they'll be telling the players, Galway are not that bad a side. Galway are a decent side. They're going to be a Division 1 side now in the National League next season. That was a poor performance today, and they'll not look past that game against Galway. But you're right, Oisín. If you look at the bigger picture, you could go a brave distance in this campaign. But as I say, yeah, it's going to be the next 2 weeks. Complete focus on Galway. Get the game plan right. Get the matchups right for that game. Galway, looking at them, are a decent side. I watched them a good number of times this year. From midfield up, they have a decent team. Defensively, they're not good. Now, today, they weren't good anywhere over the pitch. Midfield, especially in the first half, were totally ran over by Roscommon. And so I'm sure Kevin Walsh will have a lot of homework to get done there and preparation for Donegal. But as I say, Rory and the team will just be getting ready for Galway in 2 weeks' time and hopefully get over the line there. And then they can look forward to quarter final on the August Bank Holiday weekend.